baby. Your love will take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear.
That one's for you, Tom.
I don't want to be
your type. They're fuzzy little teddy bears. How could you? 836 here on 610 KDAL. I'm Johnny. That's Pat. Dave's in our newsroom. And on the horn, we have the DNR commissioner, newly appointed, by the way, here in the great state of Minnesota, Tom Landwehr. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Johnny. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I know you really don't mean that.
No, I do. I absolutely do. It's a pleasure to visit with you, and I love getting on the radio to tell about the good stuff that the Department of Natural Resources is doing.
Well, I'm gonna warn you right now. By you coming on and by me getting this phone number, I now have you at my disposal. So watch out.
No, but I also have your number, your name programmed in, so I have caller ID.
Woohoo! I feel cool now. Well, let me preface this by saying we had Judy Herzog, who I know you're no stranger to, on the air, and let her speak her side of the story. I think I've been able to ingest pieces of this whole collared bear thing, and I wanted to bring you on to just say, here's Judy, here's Tom, we've got both sides, we'll let our people decide where they fall on this subject. I know that it's been beaten to death in your world and that you deal with it often, and I know that Tom was kind of hesitant to get on because he said, the more we talk about this, the more it brings up, I'm hoping it quiets down, we've got a position, we're sticking to it, so let's get to that right away. Judy feels that we need to take a moment, perhaps redefine the laws that says the DNR is going to punish those who do shoot a collared bear. Your position is we can't guarantee that every person that shoots one is doing it intentionally and is doing it maliciously. Some of these may be accidental, but the position by the DNR is that we can't protect these bear because we'd be putting them in some separate classification?
Well, you're getting at a lot of the points, Johnny. I guess, you know, if you give me a moment, I'd like to look back, you know, just at sort of the framework around this. You know, the department operates under laws that, of course, the legislature passed. And under this legal framework, you know, black bears are a public resource. That means they belong to, you know, everybody in Minnesota, with the provision in law that there are sort of two ways you can have close encounters with bears, if you will. One is under a legal hunting season. If you get a license, you can go and shoot a black bear. I mean, that's just the way it is. And the other is that if you want to do something with bears, like put a radio collar on them or do some research, you must get a permit from the Department of Natural Resources, from the commissioner. So, you know, I know there are a lot of people that don't like hunting, and frankly, there's a lot of that sentiment in Judy's letter. But, you know, that's the legislature gives us that authority, said hunting seasons, we do, and people are going to go out and shoot bears, and, you know, that's just the way it is. But the commissioner, I can issue a permit to an individual to do things with bears, you know, do bear research, for instance, when I believe it the value is greater than the negatives to the public. So the department has issued a permit to Dr. Rogers for more than 10 years to do research with bears. It initially started out with just radio collaring bears so he could follow them around, and it's always been given with the caveat that we're not going to offer additional protection to these bears.
What has he said about that?
You know, he always says, okay, I understand you say we're not going to protect bears. We're going to come back next year, and we're going to ask you again to protect bears. So it has been, you know, I mean, it's an every year thing. We say we're not going to protect bears, and he comes back the next year and says, please protect these bears. But, you know, the nature of his work as well has changed over the last decade. What started out as being, you know, we want to put radio collars on bears to follow them, you know, is becoming now one where you see the pictures. Dr. Rogers is accompanying bears. We've had instances where he's been feeding bears because the bears were going, you know, were getting hungry. And we've now got webcams in dens. So we've gone from a very simple permitting issue to one that is, you know, much more involved and, frankly, one that is helping foster some of this environment.
Absolutely.
So it's great that people are learning about bears. It's wonderful that people have some appreciation for nature and wildlife, and some of the stuff that Dr. Rogers is bringing to them is just absolutely wonderful. But people need to understand that these are wild animals. These are, you know, game animals in Minnesota, and this is the life they lead in the state of Minnesota. So it means that when you are looking at a black bear, you know, it is susceptible to hunting, and it is a legal activity, and you may not like hunting, but, you know, bears die every year, and some of them die at the hands of hunters with legal licenses.
Well, I think Commissioner DNR Commissioner Tom Landwehr is joining us to talk about this collared bear deal. And I think Judy made, I guess for me, the best point that she made. And I'm not saying I'm on board. I want to ask it to you, but she said, we're doing research, and if you've got a collared bear and you're gathering this information and then it gets shot, it kind of goes to heck. You're done. My question to her was, do we know enough about bear? Is there bears? Or is there this unknown that we need to keep studying, or are we just fattening up that research book more and more and more and more and more? And I guess my question would be, from Judy's standpoint, does that research go out the tubes when we have to start over with this stuff? Is this stuff so needed right now that having these bears shot is hurting the research?
Well, two things are on that, Johnny. I mean, DNR does research on bears as well. We have more radio collared bears than Dr. Rogers does. So this is a valuable research tool. We can always learn more about everything. I mean, we're still studying humans, for crying out loud. We've been studying each other for 500,000 years, so we can always learn additional information. We believe that Dr. Rogers' research generally is very interesting. It's not critical for setting seasons or managing populations. But I think, you know, the most important element to remember with respect to research is that if you are researching a wild population, you must treat that wild population as a wild population. You can't do something different. You can't treat that research group differently.
Right. You're tracking a moose, it gets munched by a bunch of wolves. That's how it goes.
Exactly right. And if these research bears are now becoming accustomed to humans, if they're becoming accustomed to feeding, if they're being protected from hunting, they are being treated as a different animal. That research now has questionable validity because it is not the same as the rest of the population.
Interesting. When the DNR has a collared bear and it is shot, do the researchers who are involved there go, "Duh, dang it!" What's the attitude when that happens? Or it's okay, we'll start another one.
In all fairness, our researchers lose a bear, they're disappointed because now they're trying to gather longer term information and they have to collar another bear. But they understand the limitations of research if you treat that population differently.
Well, and the other part is I think that they're concerned with certain hunting practices by certain individuals, and that is also a slippery slope and quite a gray area. You can't go out and try to target a small handful of hunters and make a law or an ordinance that is going to go after just them, because now you're only greasing the squeaky wheel.
Well, and we're going to absolutely encourage hunters to exercise restraint when they see a radio collared bear. You know, we have done that for years. We'll do that again this year. But I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, people have called into question is, well, these are very brightly colored bears and people absolutely have to be able to see them. Well, I think in the majority of cases that is probably correct. But, you know, it's easier. And people bring up the antler point restriction on deer and say, well, if they have to see a 3-point antler, well, shouldn't they be able to see a collar? You know, when you're hunting, and especially when you think about bear hunting, which is typically done in low light conditions, either early in the morning or late in the afternoon, looking for the presence of something, like looking for an antler point and knowing with certainty that it is there, is different than looking for the absence of something, looking for a collar and seeing that it's not there. You know, it is absolutely conceivable that a collar, even if it has bright ribbons on it, may not be visible because it's on the backside of a bear or it's dark. And if bears, thick black fur can cover it up. Looking for something and not being able to see it is a much harder call to make than looking for something and seeing it and knowing that you can take a shot.
Well, and in the end, you're going to be fighting and arguing and discussing something that is your word against theirs, and that's a losing battle.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, if the way I see it is, I want to put it to bed here on KDAL right now. We've heard both sides of the story. I'll allow my listeners to go ahead and decide where they want to fall on that spectrum. But we know that you will continue doing what you're doing. You'll uphold the laws that you've got set in place. And I'm sure there'll be those who oppose it that will continue to try to fight the fight. And, well, that's the way that we do things in a democratic system or a democracy, excuse me. So I guess that's fair play, and they can go ahead and play their game, but I wanted to get both sides of the story and let our listeners decide.
Well, and the bottom line, Johnny, is if the legislature can ultimately make social decisions as to whether or not the department made the right call or not, if the legislature says DNR shall protect collared bears, you know, then the commissioner follows the law, and we do that.
Very good. First, or to end it, two things. One, congratulations, by the way, on your appointment to the commissioner. That's a huge deal, and I know there's a lot of people that were happy about that decision, so congratulations.
Well, thank you very much for that. It's been very exciting, and what a great state to work in. We've got tremendous natural resources. We've got a population that's interested, and just a great place to live, and I'm very delighted Governor Dayton given me the honor of serving.
And probably a little more paperwork, I bet.
There's some of that.
Last but not least, I'll just say that I commend the job you do. I think too often people are pointing fingers at the DNR. I think it's one of the more selfless jobs out there to keep a resource that every one of us has to agree is thriving in this state. And I think that too often people are opening their big fat mouths and talking about something they don't know. So if you have the opportunity or you have something you want to pass along to the people from your side of things, we are wide open anytime you'd like.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny. I very much appreciate that.
Try to save our moose, will you?
Okay, well, we're working on it. That's another one.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
We will have a super day. Tom Landwehr, he's the DNR commissioner for the state of Minnesota. So there you are. There's your facts on both sides. And you can decide what you want to do with it from there. KDA.